Your latest book is the totally unscientific study of the search for human happiness. And in it, you conduct a series of experiments, things like getting earthy and getting organized. What experiments did you have the most success with?
As it happens, the very first experiment in the book, and the very first experiment that I did was the get fit experiment. I took grueling Taekwondo and self-defense lessons with at a workout studio down the street from my house. I have no passion for Taekwondo or self-defense. It's just that it was the closest workout studio to my house, and although I wanted to get fit, I didn't want to have to walk that far to do it.
Did writing the book make you happy, or were there times where it was a challenge?
You know, I will say, and this was sort of ironic how this happened, I started writing this book several years ago, and at the point at which I started writing it, I was not using a computer. And everybody kept telling me, in fact, I had written a couple of books just by hand, and then I would give them to a typist, and everybody kept telling me how much happier I would be if I, you know, was, what do they call it, you know, connected, which is really a poorly used word when it's referring to computers. But so I did make one of the experiments was the Get Wired experiment, and I learned how to use a computer, went out and bought a laptop, blah, blah, blah. And I gotta say, I mean, I became a little obsessed with it, a little compulsed by it, maybe even a lot of compulsed by it, but certainly not happy.
Would you say you've discovered the secret to human happiness through conducting these experiments?
I'd say that I answered some important questions on the topic. It's a biochemical process. That's one thing I know for certain. And as I said, some of the things are kind of age old. Like I think we had as a species figured them out pretty early on in terms of, contact with one another and with nature and exercising, all of which as the world becomes, more technological, we are drifting away from. And I think that depression statistics bear that out.